The early mail for Brighton Mazda's end of financial year clearance. Brighton Mazda at SUV Central. BrightonMazda.com.au.
Henry Dwyer.
Kinsel, she's got form in better maidens than this, so you'd hope she'd be winning.
So I'm just reading between the lines here a bit, Henry, that Tinsel might be your best.
Yeah, for sure.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tinsel takes the lead down the middle of the track, and Tinsel, the favourite, scored a length and a half.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We sure do on your Tuesday morning. Hopefully we can get you a winner. We are at Ballarat today. No track report, Scotty, because we're on your wax.
We're on the wax, and we've got a local, Matt Kamani, on the line. Morning, Matt.
Morning, guys.
You've got three. You're just walking across the road today. Starting the two-year-old, race two, number seven, Foudre.
She's actually scratched, I'm afraid.
Oh, I was going to say.
Scratched, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Just two for the day. So we go back over to race seven, number four, Balzella, who two starts ago won on the wax. And then what happened at Packingham last start.
Yeah, she's a bit like that, unfortunately. Everything was right on that day for her to run a big race, I thought, but she was a bit disappointing. She's been up a long time with the previous trainer and then us, so this is probably her last race with prep, but she's performed well on this track, obviously where her last win came from. I'd be hopeful she can put in another performance again today, but she is a bit hit and miss and probably needs a break at some point, but hopeful that she can get one last win before she goes out.
And then over in race eight, you've got number nine, Regal Effort, who two starts ago, which was its first start for you, won again on the synthetic at Ballarat, and then Echuca was a bit wide?
Yeah, he was a little bit wide and never sort of really got into the race. I'd like to put a line through that, but he's also a horse that needs an easy race. He's not one that you necessarily would trust a lot, but I'm happy with his barrier position today. If he can break well and get a rail and just sort of go forward, then I think he's got a great chance today. And I think he's at $15 at the moment. I think that's quite a good value bet.
Yeah, I happen to notice that myself. So if we had to put our dollar each way on, are we thinking Regal Effort at the value?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think if we look at the race he won, it's not a very good form race. The second horse hasn't done anything since, and the third horse was one of mine. He hasn't either. So I think that was probably a particularly weak race. So I don't think either of them are particularly good bets today, but I'd say he's the better one with a bit of value.
Matt, just on the synthetic as well, are there horses that perform better on that than turf, naturally?
Some do.
Yes, definitely. I think particularly horses that don't like cutting the ground or undulations or anything that might interrupt their stride, the synthetics provides a nice level, consistent surface. And I think those horses certainly appreciate it a lot better than the turf.
And so do you choose those races for a horse's preparation based on that as well?
Yeah, so we'll try and target synthetic races for horses that I think will go better on it. Having said that, I think Regal Effort can actually go on the turf, but I just thought this race might be the better one for him. Our aim was to get a low barrier, so if we didn't get a low barrier today, we would have scratched and possibly looked at Echuca later on in the week. So he's actually a horse that doesn't necessarily need the synthetic, I don't think, but the barrier position today put everything in his favour, so that's why we're running.
Wonderful, Matt. All the best with Regal Effort.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Matt Kamani there. Regal Effort. Race 8, number 9. His best, $13.
Each way, all day. A few scratchings, too.
Yeah, there is a lot of scratchings today. He can run as well on the synthetic and the turf. That would mean he's agile.
You've gone too far.